Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Good day, listeners. I trust you enjoyed the dialogue with Juan. I think it's the kind of person, as I said, who we really need in Puerto Rico, who gets involved in the business, day to day, working hard, and yet looks out beyond his business to see the community. A few weeks ago, I was discussing and summarizing my vision of this program. It's evolving, but it was had some clear goals when I started. And within those goals, dialogue with someone like Juan is very much in tune with that. I had mentioned that the goals were, first of all, to have a positive program. It's too much negative and news out there, and we need something positive to go forward here in Puerto Rico. Secondly, a program that addresses and helps the business people reduce and manage and resolve conflicts. So the dialogues, the stories, the things that I will be discussing throughout have that goal in mind. Thirdly, incentivizing business, establishing businesses, maintaining the businesses, growing the businesses, especially vertically, is a goal and an idea. Four is instructive, to bring with stories and experiences people have had and things that I come up with and experiences I have had to be instructive to the business and the professional community, to you, the listeners. Fifth, collaborative. One of the things I have always seen in Puerto Rico that I think is one of our weaknesses, frankly, is that we don't help each other and we don't collaborate. We compete among ourselves. And the organization that one has of true value is true collaboration. On the local level, the different stores collaborate among themselves. And then they go beyond that and they collaborate, you know, nationally, internationally. With the true value organization that we discuss in the interview with Juan, and talking about collaboration. Before I go to the sixth goal, there was an article, which is the kind of thing I love to read. That came out in El Nuevo Día this week, and it's basically the four bookstores in Río Piedras getting together and pooling resources to bring programs to their different stores during a particular week, and drawing customers and drawing people to what they're doing. Instead of, you know, trying to compete and fight among themselves, there they are joining together with activities that, you know, are coordinated and with stores that coordinate among themselves. And this is the kind of thing that I love to see and is the kind of thing that you will hopefully be seeing as we go forward with the different guests that I have had and will have in the future. And the sixth vision is you will see as most of the people that I have had as guests, their civic professional organization, philanthropic organizations, their interest in that area of going out to the community and helping beyond their specific business. And Juan is a great example of that. At the same time, he's helping the community. He's helping himself. But more importantly, it goes beyond him, and we all need that. Those are the visions, and within that vision, Juan just fitted beautifully in I think completing all the areas that I'd like to carry over. Going back to for example, the instructive this week, there was an alert came from McConnell Valdez Law Firm in the corporation area, the digitalization. At the State Department, where all their records are now digitalized and can be accessed online. But within that digitalization, caused a great deal of problem for the last year and a half in getting things done. But that's over with, and hopefully things will now be easier to get good standing certificates and just certifying the things that you have to certify, whether it's an amendment to your articles of incorporation or a merger document or whatever. Let's call it a trap. The problem that's being set out, and I received an email today from the State Department, which is an interesting thing because I don't have a corporation, you know, with my email to it. But for some reason or other, I received an email from the State Department, a non-responsive. You're not supposed to respond to it, but an email communicating the same message that the digitalization project has taken place. And again, alerting to this important thing that I want all of you to take note of. Basically, it says that until the 14th of January, you have the opportunity to take a look at your record online, your new digital record, and determine or confirm that the digital records are in order. That your annual reports, that the articles of incorporation that they supposedly have been amended are there as amended, and that your records are correct. And it says that if we don't do that, that after that short period, and what I find kind of incredible is that this period is during the holiday season, starts the 15th of December, or started, and goes to the 15th of January. There, in this holiday season, is when we're supposed to be doing this matter. And if we don't do that, then that is cast in stone what we have there, and you can't fix it. I frankly don't know, how that happens, because if there's an annual report missing, and you don't, many people are not going to check their digital. During this period of time, we just don't have that kind of communication and responsiveness anywhere in the world. How can we then not allow that to be corrected? I just don't fathom that. But the alert for this week, in terms of the business people who have entities registered with the Puerto Rico State Department, whether it's a corporation, a limited liability company, a limited liability partnership, what have you, as the entity under which you operate, to do that check of the digital records and make sure everything is okay. Incidentally, I've sent this notice to my clients. Incidentally, this is something that we should be doing periodically, I would say annually, to see that, especially the annual reports that are on file, because most things you want to do, you need a good standing certificate, and then you find out that 3 years ago an annual report wasn't filed, and then you have to re-establish that with the officers and that are no longer around sometimes, and it's just a real pain in the neck to do this if you let it ride. So check that record at the State Department and put yourself up to date on that. I have another news in terms of my development in the career and in the program. We are now in the website, and let me give you that website address again. It's JRG, which is the initials of my Jorge R. Gonzalez, my initials, JRGCPRC. CPRC is for Conflict Prevention Resolution Consultant. So it's JRGCPRC.com. At that website, where you find the services that I render and my bio, etc., under my blog, you will find articles that I've posted on there, and you will find a lot of the programs that have been aired on Radio Oso, and from now on will be aired. So please take a look at that website. Again, I invite you to comment on any articles, on any of the programs, and to comment and give me feedback on this program, anything I can do to improve and to serve you, the listeners, in the business and professional community. So it's time to say goodbye. I wish you a good day, and may you be able to adequately manage and resolve and avoid stress and conflict this week. And I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.